Oh, yes, I see it. It's definitely a black mamba.
Whoa! Black mamba.
Oh, it's a nice looking one. It looks pretty big. I thought maybe he was over exaggerating, but he's definitely not.
Oh, my heart is pumping.
Your heart is pumping. What about mine?
I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
I was just about to take my dog for a run when my phone rang and I thought, oh, timing. It always happens like that. The lady that's called me is from Reservoir Hills, and as many might guess, she has what sounds like a black mamba in her garden. Reservoir Hills is famous for mambas, and her description suits one perfectly. No longer than a broomstick, wrist thickness, blackish in color. Apparently between a fence to a wall and the house. So it is outside. Doesn't sound like it's moving. Her husband's busy watching it. Thankfully I'm not far, so I'll be there less than 15 minutes or so. So hopefully I get it. Had a call this morning for a mamba. Actually, two. The one I never found, but the one was at a hospital in the Durban area. I won't say which hospital because people might not go there anymore and I might not be popular at the hospital. But yeah, I mean, they called me and said there's a black snake by the parking area. So I thought, well, it's an extremely built up area, you know, as Durban is. And I thought it must be a brown house snake, maybe a herald snake. Anyway, it turned out to be a black mamba. I could not believe it, a black mamba. The only explanation is that it crawled into a car somewhere and caught a lift to the hospital. There's no other way I see it getting there. Sadly though, it had been run over. They had seen it coming from the road into the parking lot. They got a video of it slithering in, so it was alive. But when I got there, it was just twitching and it died before I even got home. So, upsetting, but body will be used for research. So one dead mamba today, hopefully now I get a live one. Hello, where am I going?
No, you're going down. Go on the dock, exactly. Yeah, you can go down
this way. You must stay here.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
It's somewhere in there.
Did you see it?
My one saw it. You saw that room window.
And
when you came out here, coming out, you swung in the window.
Yeah. You've got the food for it.
Yeah. Oh, the bug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I just want to go back and get the torch.
No, okay, go.
Thank you for actually keeping the dogs away, because most people just let them go.
You are very excited.
Can't see anything yet. Oh, yes, I see it.
What the?
It's definitely a black mamba.
Whoa! Black mamba.
Oh, it's a nice looking one. It looks pretty big.
Nice.
I thought maybe he was over exaggerating, but he's definitely not. Oh, he was after your parakeet, right?
Yeah. The underneath is black.
Yeah. Oh, that looks a really good size.
Yeah, very good.
Looks like a bit of a giant. It looks pretty big, hey? Yeah. Hey, well, where'd it go?
Right here.
What?
Back.
In the corner?
Yeah.
Is he in the corner?
Yeah. You just moved it one more door.
Let's go.
Yep.
Oh, he's in your side. He's your side.
Yeah.
Can you see him? Can you see him?
I didn't need
to. What?
I didn't
need to. So it's not your side?
It's definitely not the door. I'm oh, bugger.
Okay, doors have to come out.
Nobody went.
I see there's a hole.
Yeah, I saw it there.
It's a big mamba. Yeah. I'm surprised he's gone in this little hole.
How can you fit him in it?
And fits his whole body and then he's curled up. So he's about 40 centimeters in there.
getting him out. I think, I promise you now, there's no doubt, I saw it, I've got a photo of him. It's a size mamba, but we will need a hose to flood him out. But don't turn it on, eh? Can they keep coming?
Yeah, sure, of course. Oh, only one.
It's not mating season.
No, he's coming out from there.
Well, we hope. Yep. Don't jinx it now. Have you turned it on?
No, no. You've got to keep his head out. Oh, my heart is pumping.
Your heart is pumping. What about mine? I don't know if I've pushed the hose in far enough.
How far you open it, Alan?
Open full.
It's flooding. I just don't know if I've pushed it up enough. Come on, snake. Don't make us wait.
Here comes the hose. Okay, it's closed.
Watch out. Okay, let's try again.
Hold on 1 second.
Oh, yeah, ready. It's not been far. Let me have a look. Can you turn the hose off?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see if he's gone deep or if he's staying there.
I never thought in the life of me I'll find a black mamba in my house.
Hey, in Reservoir Hills.
No, but I mean...
You're staying in Mamba Valley.
No, I know it happens here, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You won't think your house.
It's always the neighbours, you know.
That's the problem.
His head is right here.
Yeah.
Like right... When I say right here, I'm not joking.
Better than you.
Trust me, I am a bit bothered.
I'm going home now, Mr. Mario. But I'm safe up here, I think.
Oh yeah, don't worry, you got... Wait, don't turn it on. There's his face is right against the wall.
Sure.
Come on, snake.
Is he going to where he is?
His face, see where my tongue's off.
Yeah. Right there.
Oh, right there. Okay,
let's go, okay? Right there, that's
so all. Now he's got a ball for it now.
Well, we'll see. They normally come a bit cautiously.
Is it?
Come on, man. Hold on. We need to get to his body. Because now it's just pushing against his face. He's
but
probably
his body
drinking.
Is probably on this side.
His body's here, up. Is there no way I can put the hose down on your side?
Let me see. I think you put the pressure on the whole pipe.
Okay, go for it. Can I keep feeling that? Just keep going until it pops out.
Stop.
Okay, turn off, please.
Oh, sorry.
You're enjoying watching, but you're safe.
Here. I am what you call a peanut gallery.
Yeah, I want to stick the hose in, but you see, I don't want to...
Why don't you maybe do this here, right? Turn the hose in the angle that it's going to go in that cavity.
That's what I'm trying.
Yeah.
But it's...
And then
it's all bent.
Maybe, try and feed it, and then we maybe put some bricks or something on it so it doesn't move.
That's what I want to do, but it's... Because I'm trying not to poke his face and push him back.
Yeah. You know how far it goes back.
Yeah, so he could pop out at any moment.
Yeah, we'll keep it here.
And now this flooded now. Don't worry about the pressure. This just...
Okay, you know, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I'll leave this here. I'm living in the area for 46 years. I've never seen this.
Seriously? Hey, he's a big one.
Is it, eh?
Well, from what I can see when he's behind the door, he's got big head.
And my main choice. And even my boy choice. He's big.
He's not lying.
Yeah.
I can check. Okay, you can put the water on. That's not gonna happen, I can check.
He's not coming.
He's lying on the side.
Yeah. He's our eyes. Come on now.
I think my wife. You think hard to get. What are
you
having?
You shouldn't say that loudly. See, his body's so far up, that's the thing.
Mm.
That's the issue.
But I never thought it was a black mamba, right?
We could break a brick or two.
I thought it was a python. Where? On the fence. That's fine. You can do it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. His body's so far up.
Yeah, but then maybe it might give you a gap. to get in.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, then I can obviously fix it after that. If you want to, I can give you a chisel and maybe a hammer. You can break the panel on the wall.
Yeah, up to you, eh? I just think because
I want the thing out. Simple.
Do you want to turn the water off? Let me have another look.
Turn the water off. And get a chisel and a hammer. Pop on it. Yeah, but how are you going to get it there? Now it's here and going this way here.
He has to come out.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Keep the water going.
Put it on.
Wait, hang on. Yeah, keep that water going. He's almost out.
Yeah. He's close. His head is where the hose is here.
Oh, is it?
So he's further out than he was.
The water's annoying him, see?
Hey,
you know what?
A slippery mamba isn't fun to move.
I'm not sure that's all right, but I thought I saw with the edge of that thing where the hole is, on top of the hole. Yeah, there. Yeah, around there. I saw some movement there.
Probably. That's where I saw him.
I don't know if you see that. Yeah, I don't know. Just wait and see.
Yes, that's his nose.
Is it?
That's his nose.
So, hey, how's my eyes?
Hey, man, you're an owl.
46 years old, my eyes is good.
Any other pains and joints and all?
No, let's not go there.
His nose is bad.
I actually saw a movement.
You guys are great company, I must say. You make this more entertaining. I just need his neck. If it's just his face, okay, wait, here it comes. Don't move. Keep dead still.
This is a monster.
I need light.
Okay, got him. That had my adrenaline going.
Hey,
where are you? You guys disappeared.
No, I'm
like, I need a torch and you ran away.
Yeah, you are here.
Left me in the dark with a...
You just need a shot because I'm crazy.
Left me in the dark with the...
What exactly is wrong with me?
Wait, No way.
You're wrapping around my head, yeah.
Yeah. What are you walking on? And it's slippery, yeah? What's that?
Oh, my God.
This one. Grab this one.
Tom. I would never have thought this, man.
He's a handful, man, because he's all wet.
Yeah, it's slippery.
Yeah, you can get that.
Oh my God!
You wanna hold them?
No way! Yeah,
there you go, now you can get a good grip.
You're
strong! What
for
the
cool
babies?
Where's
the snake that you saw?
Where's my bucket? Bucket is dead. Should I
put the... But no one wants to touch it!
No, you can carry on!
What?
You told me, this was an empty ghost.
Look at my rats in the lock town!
Is that a big new hole?
It's a good size. It's not a giant, but it's a decent...
So what do they feed on?
You want on it?
Rats, your parakeets. That was honestly one of my best calls in recent memory. I just had so much fun. And it was because of the company, the residents, the neighbors. Yo, just had such a good laugh. Their banter was brilliant. Yes, it cracked me up. I laughed most of the way through until the point where the mamba came out the hole. So yeah, I mean, we put the hose pipe in, trying to flood it out. It was taking a while, but then actually the homeowner spotted the nose popping out. I don't know how he saw it, but he did, and it slowly came out. And when I had the neck inside, like, I grabbed it with the tongs, and I jumped off the ladder. I think it was a decent plan, standing up, just in case it did fly out. In this case, it didn't fly out. It came pretty slow. But yeah, I grabbed the neck, and then, thinking some kind bystander would be shining a torch for me, it all ran away. I can't, there was nothing. I didn't even hear many people, really. Or maybe I was just too focused, but they all seemed to disappear. I think they ran.
I think they thought it was flying towards them.
So I was left. I had a torch, but I mean, it's on the floor now, and it, the mamba's body's covering it, and I was working with very little lighting. They gave me a light to stand up. But yeah, it was dangerous, I won't lie. That was quite dangerous. I mean, catching not only like a normal mamba in darkness, but it's wet too, so now it's slippery. So that part wasn't fun. The whole experience otherwise was great fun. They made me laugh so much. Awesome people. I'm so grateful they called. What an experience. And it was a beautiful snake too. Really healthy. I reckon it's about 2.4 meters, but I'll measure it. But yeah, sure. Hard work. But yeah, thoroughly enjoyed that.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.